Rashi says in the mitzvah of Dara and Bay.
Well, these have this concept of allowing yourself to come out of the spirit of the day. But Rabbani, you don't have to think about it a little bit more, how to find something. That expression is very good. You've got to figure out exactly how to say it a little bit more precisely. But this is the Baal.
Where is it fish? The Menachem, the one who brings the neighbor, brings the food. Where is it fish?
Who? Oh, it will be day seven. Then I'll be to wash right in the morning. Day four. The day four really you shouldn't.
Rashi says they fought from Dara and Bay.
Well, these have this concept of allowing yourself to come out of the spirit of the day. But Rabbani, you don't have to think about it a little more, how to find something. That expression is very good. You've got to figure out exactly how to say it a little bit more precisely. But this is the Baal.
Where is it fish? The Menachem, the one who brings the neighbor, brings the food. Where is it fish?
Who? Oh, it will be day seven. Then I'll be to wash right in the morning. Day four. The day for really you shouldn't. Yom Kippur, day four is just the middle day of the 7 days of events. All it'll be is as the regal coming up tonight. Right? The regal's coming up tonight. Say, listen, what is it before the regal? We'll cut it off. We'll give you an opportunity to wash. But we only do it. We only enable you to do it whatever's necessary. Take a shower.
You do have raw, you know why?
See, that's a good, another good question. Because Tosfos using the word mitzvah kekulo in the context of Erev Yom Kippur, even not the seventh day. So it's a very tricky question. I'm not sure how to answer you precisely. Kind of the seventh day mitzvah kekulo in the morning. Erev Yom Kippur, we'll see soon, we'll discuss it by Rufus. And according to certain shitas, in certain various cases, they only make ill what's necessary to be made. Whatever that means. Mincha l'mala, etc., etc. Maybe nothing if you don't have to be matzah if you do tonight. We'll see that in the Tosfos as we go on. The kids will have to lean at it tomorrow, come back and try to figure out the rough edges here. I'm trying to say is that Chiddush Niflum Pshat Megamar. The way I put Dave's makes me a different question. I put it against the Ferishing Water next line. Look at the Naibu the next line, guys. It's Chiddush Pshat Mechudush Mo. The very next line. Omer Abaye. Omer Abaye. I love a kabashol, huh? What's the matter? Bad news, right? Amar Abaye, I love kabashol b'yom shiva. Modim chacham kabashol b'yom shloshim. I mean, it's yom kekula. What's going on here? What's happening? What we're saying now, what? The ikum is kekula, but that's not the pala. The only time you all count on the cat. So what's going on in the Gemara? I wanted to suggest the pshat mechudish, but maybe you could say this pshat. What is he showing? It's a little bit wild. What is in Shimon Shloshim? What is in Shimon Shloshim? So we gave last week a percent of Pshat, which I thought was pretty good. Shivas Kiyumim, Shloshim Zisurim, Ahim Naher, Shivas Machama, Shloshim Kim. Maybe according to these Rishon, that's exactly what the Gemara is telling over here. Modim Chachal Abishal Diyam Shloshim. To mix them. What do you know what I mean, Shloshim? What's special about Shloshim? The end. There's no need to split it. The end. So modim chachamim liyabashol biyom shlosh the mitzvah yom kekulo. That means that what? As far as the basic mitzvah yom kekulo, which is signified by the word shloshim, which is the end of the end of the end. There's nothing left after that. Everyone agrees. It's only as far as shiva, but not totally as far as shiva on both sides. Only as far as the specializing of shiva and our sugya. What's the specializing of shiva and our sugya? Oh, lekan a kant is totally. I'm kind of respect to Shloshim. As far as that's concerned, they're fighting. So when it says Modim is Shloshim, it doesn't mean Shloshim. It means this aspect of Shloshim that you can go shave in the morning. So you can shower in the morning. But Ola Khan and the Khan, that's what they fight. The Pshat Mechudish, I agree. One more time. Well, hold on. I thought of that also. It's a little problem. The next line. Let me go over here. Omer again, Omer Abaye, Halach Kabashal, Yom Shiv. Modim Chacham Labashal, Yom Shloshim, I mean, it's like the Kula. What's like this? What means Shloshim? What's so special about Shloshim? We already found Tumul last week. Why is Shloshim different? We gave various terutz. It means like this. Shloshim means the end of Avelis. There's nothing past Shloshim. It's the end. So therefore, what do you say at the end? At the end, you can shave the day at 30 in the morning. This, the Kabbalah. Chacham agrees. He didn't call it Derech Kula, that's Man Depalig. When it says they argue on Shiva, doesn't mean that, well, if you want, if you will, the Shloshendik aspect of Shiva. Then you can shave the morning of day 30, or you can shower the morning of day 7. No, there's not much like us on this. They argue on a specific point in Shiva, which is brought out in the Sugya. What? That in Abba Shah's at the beginning. Mitzvah Kukulo, V'yom Shvi, Olo L'kan L'kan. That's what it means, Shiva. What's unique about Shiva, that it's Olo L'kan L'kan, this is different. This is a different story. This is a different story. Only slight time is the next line. Rabbi Omar, Halacha Kabashal V'yom Shloshim. Halacha Kabashal V'yom Shiva. So you usually have a klal halacha michlal the polik. That's the problem. I don't know. So either you can say it doesn't mean it over here, so what? Maybe this one type of argument does argue. I don't know. But I'm just... Huh? Maybe. Okay, maybe. I'm just opening your eyes to new possibilities in the sugya. If this maram is built a small maram of Meir Ravah, everything can turn topsy-turvy in the whole Gemara. No, Rashi's a regular pshat. We've been all along. Yeah, sure. Rabbi Maram himself talks that the Rabbi Yonah is a regular pshat. He say the perish v'chlifla, perish v'chudash, no one else helps for, no one else for her. Which can just turn everything upside down. What Shai calls a love this in a sugya can change drastically. Okay, just want to bring that to your attention. Okay. Finally. And that is finally, when I say finally, I don't mean I'm stopping the Shia. There's no leftovers. We haven't started the Shia yet. Finally, all those things. I saw a very nice mahalach here, very nice. In that same Sefer Shorash and Bismach, Shorash Beis. Very nice, beautiful. He starts with a kasha. And some of the kashas is something which we didn't learn yet, but I'll say the kasha anyway. We'll get to it soon, but I'll say the kasha, I'll go ahead of myself. Maybe you saw the Ma'amah Karmis already. The Ramban says, I'll tell you where it is. Hold on, I'll bring all the pages on. Nope. Reish Chabal. Ramban says, he discusses the question of chosim. Why by a chosim do we say, they keep Shivas Meir Mishtah, not Shivas Meir Velas. What happened to Velas to Reis, to Gavalt? What's going on? In that discussion, the Ramban says, in the Torah Tanakh, and if you look on the bottom, he brings it from the Ramban of Subas, puts it in the Rashba. The Rav Subas is here, fellas. Say a Shtikul Torah, when he learns it for the first sugi there. You need Shivas Meir Velas with Sufim. You have to have 7 consecutive days of Avelas. 7 consecutive days of Avelas. So the Ramban says, you're right, ideally we should have said that it's not like 1 day of Avelas, which is the Raisa, then 6 days of Shema, then 7 days of Yemei Mishnah, and then the other 6 days of what? Of Avelas. That should have been the ideal. But they would have done, they should have done. But they couldn't do it. Because you need 7 days of Tufa. I'll chant the Ramban. So you all have to jump on the Ramban. They get you against the Mishnah, Rabbi. Talk about Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Chogres Meso, Shloshim Kala Regel. Then is Bakli Mesh. What do you see? It's Chogres Shneam Lefei Regel, Erev Regel, what happens? So you have one day Shiva, and the rest continues after the other. So you see Beferesh Negamah, on that Chav. So you see Kloyali Ritzuf. A Mishnah against the Rambam. That's the cash. He answers a very nice terrace. You're right. The Ramban's against the mission. You bet he's against the mission. We don't pass like this mission. So that gets a little tricky. Whoa. Now why is it fact we don't pass like this mission have to do with any of the way we sue from it out? So here's a very nice shtickle tarot. Listen to this one. This is a nice shtickle tarot. It's like this. Our Mishnah holds, listen carefully, this is a very interesting idea. As a matter of fact, Rav Shech has the same idea in the same manuscript. First page. Gets their kasha. Great trick. But they make them cool by Shabbos. Wonderful. I hope it's a lot of the cool though. It's all good. the kiddush and go play golf. Like, I mean, like some people do that. Some, oh, that's the bar. Shul president. They always do kula by Shabbos. They blab out a kasha. At the apokaris, they say, read the abarbanel. He read 55 kashas and they stopped. They blab out apokaris. So he read the apokaris about Torah. So page one. There's a kasha. Why is it missing kula by Shabbos? Not bad. He stopped. Closed it. They don't play golf. Yeah. So the vice of why you say Taka by Shabbos. So Rav Shechter explained the way he called it. It was a day, what he called a calendaric day. That's his lashon. A day on the luau says Shabbos. You know, all the thing you get from the great, you know, they make a different color. Shabbos Kodesh. You can't do something cool. As well. You can't say it. That's about to say Tisha B'av. Mr. Kula Kula by Tisha B'av Gevaldik. Fast for a few minutes and then shut. No. It's a day. It's on the count. State the fair. It's on the count. But Avail, as he said, not look at the count. We see on the count of Avail. We see it's no red letter Avail's day, so no good Avail's. One of us on the first not to observe Shiva, so oh. It didn't have to be noy. Every day you have to be noy. This is in the Hugin. The day Yom Avail, then the Hugin. Except it's Yoga Kula. Of course, only the end, except every day it's Yoga Kula. That's what I'm saying. It's every, the last day it's Yoga Kula. Fine. Listen carefully. So, Sefer Shirasha Vismachas goes with a similar lumbus. Because he says that our Tana argues in that lumbus. Our Tana that my season holds, no. A day of Avail is well, it's not on the calendar. You can't know unless it's planned to shoot its relative on a certain day. They put it on the match on the calendar. But not on the calendar, but I'll be din. A day of Avail is a din of a Yom Avail. A din of Yom Avail. For the Yom Avail. Yom Avail is two things follows. It's very nice to see you. Out is a double machlokas here. Out kind of denies two principles. What do you deny? One, he denies Bixim Kekula, because he gets the whole sugya explained. And two, he denies what else? Regal about the Shiva automatic, I feel the shah. Right? He denies it, he needs 3 days. So, he says as follows. Our Tana holds that din is called the Yom Avil. What is called the Yom Avil? A Yom Avil, Rabosai, if it's a Yom Avil, it's a set kind of a din. A set din of Yom Avil. A din of Yom Avil. The Mela. Actually, three things follow. See your name. One, Simte Mitzvah Kekula, Shabbos. Two, Regel. Oh, let me put it this way. Two, it's possible, listen carefully, it's possible to have a veil of Shalom Beretzitz. How's it possible? Because you didn't have to observe 7 Yemei Ego. So they have it 2 now, 5 down the road. Each one has to have 7 days that you can characterize as Yemei Avelis. Listen for a minute. Yemei Avelis. But by Allah, how do we pass in Rabosai, as he phrased it in the Sefer, we pass in the Ikedin Avelis only 1 day. It may be the Raisa, it may be the Rabbana, Machrisa Ki Yoma. That's the Yom Eiv. Yeah, Yom Eiv, that's what he says. That's the question of Allah. 1 day. But the remaining 7 days, what are their abos? What are they? What are their abos? What are they? They continue in the Hugin. The Hemshin. Now this Chrisuk Yomar starts the ball rolling. And the momentum carries you through out of the Hugin for 7 days. The Meili says, not Shayach of Avelis, Shalom Ritzitis. Because the whole unique for the Avelis comes from where? From the beginning, from day one. Not sure about day one of Avelis, going to take a break for a week for Yontif and resume the Avelis. It can't be. Either Mishnah it can be. But what Mishnah? What? We don't pass like the Mishnah. Mishnah is a whole different Mahala. Oh, not finished yet. Mail is like this. We understand now that according to our Mishnah, the special din, if you observe 3 full days, oh, Avelos, which is the Iker Avelos, I'll give you a break. Don't resume after the end of the. But if you observe 1 day, okay, observe 1 day now, observe 6 days later on, Why not? But according to the way we pass from halacha, it's impossible. The minute you observe one split second of avedus before yontif, that's the end. It can be no, you can't get the resume after the other. It's not shaya. You have to have doctor ritzuvim. Stop. That's the Ramban getting things from after ritzuvim. But can't stop the next commission. You don't pass that commission. Oh. But one slight problem. One slight problem. One slight problem. By tying in the question of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo into this, which he does in the next show, show of Gimel, what are you going to do with Abishol? Abishol, if you test him in days, says Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. We still talk about 3 days. Right? So Kishen says Mitzvah Shloshim and Vatel Zer Shiva. Kavos says Shiva and Vatel Zer Shloshim. So he holds Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Even though he holds for 3 days. According to what you said now, those are two opposites. The two opposites. So he says the Chiddush. His Abishol the Devrayim the Tanakam will come. The Devrayim the Chacham will come. Abishol himself holds like Rahalacha. We follow Abishol on everything. Abishol is a big winner. Whatever he says goes. So wait a minute, a little shver. Abishol went and everything in the sugya. I but he said 3 days, we don't pass in 3 days. No. Abishol never meant 3 days. Chalila. Abishol meant 3 days, we have to pass another. Abishol means has told like Allah. 1 minute. I he's arguing with, he mentions three? Nein. He's only arguing with the brand of Chachamim. According to you, you should at least agree on certain prophets, etc., etc. Oh. That's easy. And he brings the right from the Rif. The Rif. What the Rif? The Rif starts off after the Mishnah. He quotes the Mishnah, and then he says, we pass him against the Mishnah. We pass him only 3 days, even Shachris. Then he passes in the previously mentioned Machlokas, where the sweat of Yom and Batlu of various Batlu, we discussed them on Friday. But if he didn't shave Erev Yom, is Yom still knocked off or not? He passes Yom and Batlu against Rav, and he pays to an Abishol. Quotes Abishol. So when he quotes Abishol, he conspicuously omitted one thing in Abishol's quotation. What? 3 days. So therefore one could say Pshat in the Rif, and maybe he holds, maybe, that Abishol is very much on a Kamakam, but he didn't tell him to hold this way. That's already a little bit iffy. I was thinking, with this, if this iffy statement is correct, I want to add another iffy statement. Follow up. The Kaptaisis. We alluded to our Friday briefly. Kaptaisis is the Gavali Akash. The Machlokas Tanoim. Hold on. We saw Machlokas Amaroyim. With the Xeris Bakhtu Yamabakhtu. Right? All the whole discussion. Must have brought Tanya. A rioter to whom? A riot to... Ravuna against our shekels, correct? Frank Tosh just said Kitanoi. Kitanoi? Our shekels like Abishol. So he gives the tariffs, which is the Ma'am Bridge branch, which explained. I'm not sure if you got together with Chai over the weekend. Don't think it's Shver. Good. Maybe you like my tariffs better. It's also a little Shver, but I'll tell you my tariffs. I'd like to call it his Mahala. So listen to this. The quarter was saying now, listen carefully. The whole Machlokas Yom of Zeres is only possible by both sides, according to Tanakama. What does Tanakama say? Tanakama says, listen to this. Tanakama says, there's no din of Ritzuvim. You can have 2 now, 5 later, yeah. Special din. If you observe 3, just talk for Shalevel, so then we'll give you a break. That's enough. Then you can really have a hakir. Why do they give you a break? If you took advantage of the head that we gave you before you had to be shaved or whatever you did, or even if you didn't take advantage of the break. Now that's the whole sugya, Yom and Mozeris, right? But according to Abishol says what? For the whole Kwanda Homahalas now. What does he hold? Where we explain? Mixed them to Kulos, not really a din in the calendar. And therefore, what do you need? And therefore, you need what? You need Ritzifus, etc., etc. Right? As we said before, this is double portion. Less man the polar within the Abishol. But what? That's Yamim, not Xeris. Who cares if you shave or didn't shave, or you wash or didn't wash? You have to have Ritzifus. I'm giving you a break. You have to have Ritzifus. There's no Ritzifus. Who cares if you shave or if you shower or not? Who cares? You have to have Ritzifus. No Ritzifus. No avails. Forget it. Man, I said. So Rav Sheish can take small comfort from Abishol. What's Abishol going to do for Rav Sheish? The rabbi will say to him, Abishol, who's always going to Abishol? Of course you're already going to Abishol. The whole makhloi that we have is within whom? Panas and Mastisin, so we'll be married from Abishol. The male says, Siyata Gemura, he can't say boo from Abishol. Again, one more time. The whole makhloi is we're saying now. The machlok is with the Yavim Magzer, it's only according to whom? According to Tadam Asnis. Tadam Asnis doesn't require a tzifus. It doesn't require a tzifus, therefore what? You can have a chakira, a machlok. It's a Yavim, it's a Xeris, yeah. But according to what we pass from our halacha, right? Like Abishol, where the way you should chop the roof, because you feel your mechas, because you need a tzifus. So of course it's Yavim. What do you mean why? You say he didn't shower. He didn't shave. What are you going to say? I also continue to see him after Yom. Impossible. He did Ritzifus. The mill is, it's not a Tanoi. What Tanoi? What Tanoi? If it's a Machlok, then remember within Tana A, you'll say it's Tanoi because Tana B. What Tana B? The only time it's one Tana A. Only, I think it's Gvaldi. Only slight problem at the Pshat is, the slight problem at the Pshat. Because Abishol, after all, is talking a little bit of the Rambam Tzadik Chachamim. He does mention 3 days. So you can say, that he throws in the Chacham, but not at every point. You can, there's room to maneuver over here. But if this is true, it gets an if based on an if. But if the two ifs are true, it would be a good tarot to close this discussion. Yes? The Ramban told us that. The Rabbi passed the Ritzifus, the Mishnah, he don't even see if it's Kabbalah. There must be the fact about that. Yes, please. That's a very nice. It's a slightly different reading. I said before, you need one day, and then you have to follow up on that one day. Now BZ is saying, no, here's the first 3 days, like all one day. So if you have day three at the end, it'll be enough to carry over the next 4 days. Okay, it's an interesting, it's a different variant. Very good. God's fine. Okay, our both friends. Now we're ready to start today's shiur. Everything we said until now is either from previous sugyas, or from things which are mischachu over Shabbos, based on a new source that came to my attention. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You left off on Friday. Tells the Dibur Master Sha'asa, your testament base. You got a Rashi. And I became an auction, and I wanted to insist that according to Rashi, when Rashi said day three, he meant day three. Hakel Modim, that Yom Shlishi, so he meant Dafki Yom Shlishi. He meant Dafki Yom Shlishi. And that's what I explained on Friday. The din is a special law. You have to do the first 3 days. It's Tuch Pula Yavar. You can't budge. Those things you can't move. That's Rashi Shi. But on day four, there wouldn't be any Hakel Modim. No? Then there would be a certain etarim, which you could do certain things even before Yom. That's what I wanted to tell the Firash. Now how do I get started? This is Fasemus discussion. Why does they cover this space with Gimel Yom Kodem Arego? They should say Dalet. They should deny Vixim Pekulo. So the same as Yisches, they should say Dalet. So the point of Rashi, and that's what the Gemara said. Yom Shlishi, Taka can't wash. He can't wash. But on day 40, Taka could. That's what I was trying to say. Oh. The Bahad differs, I'm only saying a few Rashi. The Bahad says Klor, day 3 is Lav Dafka, same as day 4, same as day 5, same as day 6. But then close to Rit, on Gantz in a different shot. What does the Rit say? That it's Taka Mutan Erev Yom. It's Mutan Erev Yom. Rashi learned Pshat Osir B'chitzat Erev means until nightfall. And the Ritz says, no, it's Mutter and Erev Yom. Ulafugid lo sharim in aboken. Right? Lo sharim in aboken. As Baruch told me this morning, I was telling him my newfound Hilchos Smachos of the Maran. So he said, oh, Machlok, kind of according to this, the Machlok we knew all along is Machlok has been Rashi in Marit, but Machlok has been shown the Chachom. I thought it was Baruch praise this morning, I was told it. That's the Machlok which we knew all along. The Machlok is Rashi in Marit. Oh. Now. So they say that here. The Nire. Where is it? So Adin Mikibus Mutala Ere Meir Yon. Well, Perusha Nire, the Shiva called him a regal, but the Rabbanon Mutter Meir Yon. Why? Why are Rabbanon all this way? Why? Rabbanon are the ones that they deny the idea of the kula, deny everything. Why do they agree to this kula? I repeat. V'nireadu adin dekibas mutal erem me'erev yon. V'teirusha nire deshivet banam areng alibu de Rabbanon mutal me'erev yon. Why? Why is it mutal? Why the mutter? I thought it followed for us. There's a special kula for the regal. We saw it in the top dose. Special kula with the agor on the side. There's a special kula here, I mean the second dose. The special kula for the regal, no question about it. The kula for the regal, even though they don't all fit some kula, but they hope no kula for the regal, some of whatever. But since it's a special kula for the regel, it's not based on the Nitzim Kukulo. Therefore, you know, according to Rabbani, you don't say, oh, Lekan, Lekan. They gave a special dispensation. It's like a kula, kind of a tchuyim. But the stock is still Shiva. It's Shiva Mamash, the whole dina. But it's a special dispensation to do certain things that cover the regel. Not to try that the place stays broken up. But the first day of the day is called Shiva, the second day is called Shloshim, etc. The day is a day of Shiva. There's a special dispensation. Even though it's Shiva and you can't take a shower in Shiva, but you can take a shower to cover the regal. We mainly understand my original kasha again. What was my original kasha again? Why is that covered? I said, give me on the cover regal. I should have said Dalit. The quantum Rashi, I said, and the chinami, the whole Gemara means, right? The first gimel, the special din, etc., etc. According to this shita, there's no difference between halacha between 3 and 4. We don't have this whole ma'al. So it's like this, Rebbe. Listen carefully. Why would they matter in the third day? Why? Why would they matter? Why don't matter? They don't matter. They should vote already. Aye, but you don't say mixes ayam to kula. Listen to the following reasoning. Let me ask you the following question. Let's say it's day 4, day 5. According to the Rit. May you shower for Yantar Banach? Yes or no? Day 5. May you shower? Yes or no? Give me one more answer. Yes. Why? Still Shiva. This is a special dispensation. A special dispensation? Yeah. So the day 3 also special dispensation. What are you telling me? That the Yohol fits in the cooler? So what? This is day 3 and day 5. What's the difference? It's a special dispensation to cover the regal. A special dispensation to cover the regal. It's a hetem yuchad. What do they stay? Day 7, day 6, day 5, day 4, day 3? And they say Tosfos, but the call Ma'akom Odom Pirush Afila B'Shol, the Shari B'Shvim in Apoker, Hacha Moda L'Rabbanan Lo Shari in Apoker, Eliyeshod in Shvi L'Rabbanan. Why? Again, the same thing. What's that B'Shol's did? Yom Shvi, which apply the regular Yom Shvi to Kulo, it's with them in the morning. We know the din, you can shave on the 30th, you can wash on the 7th, etc., etc. We're not discussing here Yom Shvi. We're discussing Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi. What's the Yisod HaHeter? Not Mitzvah Kula. What's the Yisod HaHeter? No. Kvod HaRegel. Kvod HaRegel. It's only the latest you can do it. Right before Yom Tov, not in the morning. Yeah. Oh, this is the whole house against the Maran. Oh, let me explain myself. I wasn't clear. Put my arm in the back of your head. That's something else. This is the regular shittas that we didn't do. The Maram and Hilchos Smachos is different with the Ravan. It's a different approach in Torah. We're going now with the standard shittas we had. Smart for. See, I threw in something new. Now I'm going back to the old. We don't like it anymore, huh? We got a taste of this new pshat. Forget the new pshat. No one knew about it. It's been in Geniza for 100 years. No one forget about it. We're back to the regular pshat. With the regular Rashi and the regular Tysus and the regular Rishonim. The regular pshat I'm going with now. Okay, that should clear up a few things I just said now. It's not a heter mixim kakula. The special dispensation of Bona regal is only the last minute. Bona regal, no difference. Day 3, day 5, day 7, it's all the same. Yes? No. Day 7. Day 7 is a dinner called Torah Kul, the last day of any counting, no matter what the counting is. It's the Nixon Kul, the last day, you have by Zava, and you have it by Avelis, and you have it everywhere else you have it. So that's it from the morning. She can go to Tvila from Netzachan. So that he can take a shower from Netzachan. She can go to Tvila Netzachan. She can go to Tvila Netzachan. He can go to Tvila Netzachan. See the Shiv? Yeah. So that's what's a cool job in the morning. But here's a different din entirely. We're talking about a special din of Kvod HaRegel. Day 3, so you're holding in the middle. No, you're still in the middle. You haven't gotten to the end, you're in the middle. See, that's right, that's the shy phrase. Let's make a difference. It'll be a cool day 4. Day 4 is still awesome. Right. Cool, this is just an example. But now you understand, what's my original kash? I said, why? I said, Gimel Yomim, you should require 4. Please do not make something cool. That's my original kash. I got started with this funny kash of mine. So I said, I salute to that. I shouldn't call it funny because Sami says we'll call it a serious kasha. If he doesn't really answer, we'll call it a funny kasha. A little bit of blush, I'm not sure if he really asks kasha or not. So I start out with this kasha. So the answer is not basically simple kulo, finished. It's a new din of Kvod HaRegel. It will be day 1 or day 2, you couldn't say anything because you have to have 3 days of kiyum event. But if it's day 3, so they give a special dispensation. Then they learn, but they gave you a hat, even though they don't make something cool. Then do some cool, special hat in Kvod HaRegel. Maybe we understand why Abishol would agree here. They have to wait till the evening, till late afternoon. This is special dispensation in Kvod HaRegel. As opposed to the last day, I think day 7, there's something cooler. Yes, David? Oh, your mamish got the one step ahead of me. Mamish one step ahead of me. Actually, you're two steps ahead of me then. Let me get to the middle step and I'll come to you. We'll get to you down a bit. Can I do my two step? Oh no. Yes. What's the svar to say? Is the Bahak pashtus? I see he was resisting my pshat. I don't mind. I thought pshat and Rashi was pashtus pshat and Rashi. When the Gemara said that everyone agrees with Chal Shlishi Shalo Lios Berem Regel, then Shlishi meant pashtus. Rashi explains, the Vadai Shalosh Shlema Biyin out there. No, it's not the Prussian reading. We're different. Ravi and Chamishi be mutter in the afternoon.
That's not what it's going to be.
Wait, don't use the word evening, please. Use the word night, the afternoon. That's a result of ambiguity. Let's call it afternoon or night. Pitch black.
Morning.
Okay. I give you three words to use. Morning, afternoon, and night. Now, what do you want to know? Leave out the word evening. No.
No.
Afternoon.
Why not?
I just explain why not. Barichas. The fourth day is still in the middle of Shiva. Come on, man. Shiva 7. Shiva means 7. Bring back Bobby. What?
What's the
svar? Is it Mishnah now? Mishnah. Hail the Mishnah. Three is Malchavo. What can I tell you? Talk for Shaleva. Ah, that's Emes Lamita. Anyway, let me go through my two-step now. So first of all, I want to say the following. The Het of Giluach, which is a Chvar HaRegel, as Tosfos points out, Jim HaMaskal Halom. When is it? When are you allowed to shave? If someone who's day 20, is Erev Yontif, is allowed to shave. When? Nobody said. When? Morning, afternoon, you can't say night. Night is Yontif. Morning or afternoon? Have a vote. What do you say? Good afternoon, yeah? Afternoon. Azor Shtei Beferish, Nagor, Soshri, Simon Chavot, Ani Ramor, Simon Shin Tzadik, Tessim, Gimel. Thing is, the Mechav is not Mashma that way. The Mechav is if hey, it's Mashma, it's Mutter in the morning. However, I can explain that away by saying that in those days, going to the barber was a very tedious thing, like I saw the Hancock. And you can't go in the afternoon because Machal is going in the afternoon. So the male is mutter, and it's true, don't forget, haircuts in Erev Yontif is a very busy thing. The busiest day of the year, Erev Yontif, to take haircuts. Not only in Asar Ba'av, in Lake Cohen, in Hancock. You go to Borough Park in Erev Yontif, you start with a barber shop, it's a jam. So it's a big, huh? Forget it, you can't get in. Come to Riverdale, no problem. But it must be in the Frum neighborhood, some of the jam-packed, the barbershop, and then you let him go in the morning. Who says so? The Niri spelled it out. It's by kibbutz, they let him go to wash the clothes in the morning. It's such a royal pain, he can't just do it in 1 minute. You have to stand in a Hancock and wait online. Only Rabbi Kernel has to be Mechavis HaShah to walk in with all the machines are empty. So the guy has to tell him to walk in, wait, put the quarters in there. That's a shver's off to get in the right time to do kibbutz in Erev Yontif. The man has a kibbutz in Gilu Hashem, a hassle. So Mati already from the morning, but rather Rechitza. Why did I mention Rechitza? Hakamod and Rechitza. What? The Rechitza 1, 2, 3. It says it's finished. Well, not in the afternoon. That's what I wanted to say. That's the first step. And I promised that David to try to get to his kasha, his design on the base. Not kasha, right? What? It's not there where I said it was? I thought it was there. Simul Chavav. Let's see. Oh, you didn't mean where. You mean, well, you mean if you say that you deny it, you said it. Okay. Yeah, what's our Aram, Aram? I got an issue there too. Hold on a second. Simcha Vav. Hey, it's right. You know he's right? Lo and behold. Let's get the right by all this. So how come you didn't know it? Wait a minute. You know what? I just realized that. He's right. He's not the one I was looking at. I was had him on the small one. First one. Omer Rav Yod Osu L'Sap Rav Ha'erev L'Omer Vod Yom. That's in the afternoon. Look at this. Unbelievable. The next one's Mamash, what I thought was no one ever seen in 500 years. Here it is. Pirish. Oh. Rabbein Atam Rokas Palav. Rabbeinu Avan Pasav. Ado Erev. Ad Achat Filas Mincha. Omdu Menachem Be'etzlo. Bishlom Avilaso. Look at that. Hashem Avuah Bichus Maram. Okay, they have to figure out from this what's going on. But impossible to figure what's going on. So it's a shayla off the hook. But now that we saw it in the original source, we see that they looked up and they saw it in Hagos Sashi. Unbelievable. How can no one else jump into Hagos Sashi? Because it could... You know what? Right, you can't tell. Right, Ramiz, same as that shock I had. I couldn't see what he was talking about. Earlier today I mentioned. But Mabish, you say, here it is. Here's the one line. It's right here. This law, which no one understood for a century. More. Just figure it out. We didn't figure it out. We just opened up the Maran. There it was, right in front of us. You're right. Isn't that Gosh Hashi? Look at that. So I look. Oh, how do you like that? Was this in the Ma'am of Karmas? I'm just curious.
No, that's right.
I put the other one on. No. Shouldn't have put the Dibra Mask on. See that? I wouldn't have put the Dibra Mask on. We figured out a long time ago, Shane. Okay. Now, you're dying. Yes. Can't take a shave on Yom Kippur, everyone knows that. It must be in the afternoon. I have to say, as long as you need, I guess. Should be considered Nikkei for covered already. Okay. Now I both side. This matter will come to an end in a few minutes. Sorry. What do you want to say about that? Oh, hold on. Umodim chacham labashol. We're still in the Gemara, guys. Don't panic. Umodim chacham labashol. Kishachal shmini shalo lios b'shabas erev regel. Shemuta legaleach b'erev Shabbos. Shver it in. Why should it be so? If Rabbana deny what? What did they deny? Well, the mitzvah will be all the kan. The earliest time we could shave is when Shabbos, never. Shaving the head of the Torah can't shave on Shabbos. Why do they have to shave on Friday? Tyson talks about it. What does Tyson answer, basically? Special hetter, what are you shaman? A special hetter miyuchel of covered already. Special hetter miyuchel. Problem is, what will happen on a regular, normal day, when day 7 just falls out of a regular? You know what, I would make the following proposal. Special hat of Yuchel to cover the regal. The Rabbanah resist. Rabbanah say no. Ain't no hat there. Rabbanah say if you're on the street already, you're going to Yantan unkempt. So why is it? Is it because Yom Shmini is there of regal to Shabbos? So they give you a special dispensation. What's the difference? So basically, like this. Listen very carefully. We have a famous rule. This is a very important rule. This is very important. This relates to what David just discussed. Okay? Regel interrupts the period of Avelus which exists when Regel enters. If you enter the middle of Shiva, Regel acts on Shiva. Enter the middle of Shloshim, Regel acts on Shloshim. The eighth day falls out on Erev Yontif. Yontif knocks off Shlosh. Never agreed to that. But what happens? The eighth day falls out on Shabbos. He wouldn't be a from a Yid. I mean, you know, no joke. They're a Yid, don't keep Shabbos, they keep Avelis. No? Anybody notice that? I've seen it. Yeah, the guys who they wouldn't shave Shlosh if they don't keep Shabbos. So Louis to you guys, not Louis to you, it's a Rachel. I don't say that word. But there exist people who they keep it, but they don't keep it on Shabbos. This guy on the eighth day, which is Shabbos, he can shave, no problem. Sounds funny, huh? Should erase it off the record then. But that's the way it is. I mean, there are people who keep up there, don't keep Shabbos. Yeah, I'm not condoning it. So he'd be allowed to shave on Shabbos. Can't say it. I didn't get a joy. I don't know how to say it either. So the mice you can't. The Shabbos. So they gave a special dispensation since it should have been able to be put to the shade before Regel, because Regel is going to knock off Shlosh. The only problem is a technical one. It happens to be Shabbos, and Shabbos needs some malacha. They gave a special dispensation to shave on Friday, on Smach, that the Regel is going to come tomorrow, and not on Shlosh. But if Erev Yontif is day 7, so when Yontif comes in, Yontif ended before Shloshim even began. Yontif ended before Shloshim even began. Quanta Rabbana will deny Yom Shvi Olakan Olakan. So the regal is not going to knock off Shloshim at all. So how are you going to say it's Mutter the Shave, Erev Yontif, Al Smach Ma? In other words, if Yontif is going to come along tomorrow and knock off the Shloshim, we'll give a dispensation to Shave Erev Shabbos, based on tomorrow's head. But in this case, we are on Shvi on a weekday. Is Erev Yontif? What do I say? Tomorrow? What tomorrow? What tomorrow? Yontif came in the middle before Shlosh even began. Yontif can't knock off the Shlosh. Oh, now wait a second. Mail is like this. Taurus is a kashir die on the base. With this I will conclude. Erev Shabbos. Kamo chal shiva shlo be'erev Shabbos. Erev v'regel. The shor abon le galea. The afa gad les lo mitzis ayom kakula v'avelus. Sorry. Yes, what's supposed to answer? What I just said? No? The ha'asam nishpam avelus kodom yadiv. Afa gav dem galeah kodesh nishpam the ha'alas lu mitzim kakula ha'ob avelus. The ha'acham yais lu mishum kvod yadiv. Etc, etc. What did he say? Didn't he say what I just said? The fesh. That if the avelus is over before yadiv, even though he's shaving before the avelus is over, it's a special dispensation of Kvod Yom. But if there's still Avelus left, then you can't say any Heterim. You can't say any Heterim. Why? Because Avelus is not over before Yontif, but only when? Only together with Yontif. So there's no Heter. There's no Heter at all. So you can't say that. You make an early Heter. It's not tomorrow. There's no Heter tomorrow. No Heter today. That is what I wanted to say. David, this is what you said. So Manish, Yushin, Betuf, Tam, Vadas. I'm all saying we're all exhausted. We'll stop here. Stop 2 minutes early. And believe that tomorrow we'll start a whole new problem with the Rosh and the Ramban. Is there a Avelus, the sin of the regular the count of Shlosh, etc., etc.? Woman who was Niftar, she had two sons, and ended up at the way it turned out is a buyer took place in a shul. The Rav was a client, and the way it worked out, since we have it, we'll get to it soon. The din is you're not supposed to bring the aron into the shul anyway. So what they did was they kind of usually leave the aron outside in the vestibule, and the Kohanim don't come into the building. Since the Rav was a Kohen, he said, look, why should we leave the Aron outside in the vestibule, we'll and then the Kohen and the Rav will be able to come in and leave the Aron in the street right in front of the shul, which goes to the top of Shemira. And when the Kohen, the Rav, the Kohen, the commentator has can't have one of the relatives, as I last with my last words on Wednesday, went bonkers. And he said, it's against the Mishnah. How did I find out about this? I walked into the base of, all of a sudden, there's one of the what called me aside, I can't have tumult. What? Against that's what we started learning on Wednesday. It says over here in the Mishnah of Zion and Aleph, and Menichin es Amita Berachol Shal Lahargel Es Hespit, Velo Shal Noshim LaOlam Epnei Hakovet. You know, he says the parish, you can't take the Mita Shal Noshim LaOlam ever Epnei Hakovet. There was a woman who was Niftar. She had two sons. And ended up at the way it turned out, there's a buyer took place in a shul. The Rav was a client. And the way it worked out, since we have it, we'll get to it soon. The din is you're not supposed to bring the aron into the shul anyway. So what they did was they kind of usually leave the aron outside in the vestibule, and the Kohanim don't come into the building. Since the Rav was a Kohen, they said, look, why should we leave the aron outside in the vestibule, and then the Kohen and the Rav will be able to come in and leave the aron in the street right in front of the shul, which goes to the top of Shemira. But the Kohen, the Rav, the Kohen, the commentator has can't have one of the relatives, as I last with my last words on Wednesday, went bonkers. And he said it's against the Mishnah. How did I find out about this? I walked into the base of, all of a sudden, there's one of the what called me aside, I can't have tumult. What? Against that's what we started learning on Wednesday. It says over here in the Mishnah of Zion and Aleph, and manichin es amita berachov shel lahargle fehespit, v'lo shel noshim la'olam epnei akov. You know, he says the parish, you can't take the mitzvah shel noshim la'olam ever epnei akov. This was the question that was brought to me. I should make a decision here. I was lacha maisa. I should find why is it maybe it's taka osa. What's the din in this particular situation? Okay, so that's what that was the situation confronted me. Okay, let's take time out for a minute here. The Gemara gives two reasons for this issue. One reason is, the Gemara says on Chavkesam and Aleph, top line. Lo shel chaya, rach shemesa machmas lach shishofa, avos shanoshim manichin. The woman, yes manichin. So according to that svara, the woman is shala in this particular case. Abolazama afilu shanoshim, d'ksiv atomah shemirim atikav asham, somach lemisa kvuru. If you look in the Ein Mishpat, it says that's how we pass in the halacha. Well, not quite clear, but the poskim don't say anything in particular, so you get the impression that that's how we pass in the halacha. No, so it starts. So, Derech HaShulchan starts saying, well, we're not makkel this man hazeh, because maybe we pass in like the first reason. But then I looked at, I saw that the mice, Lemais is as follows. What is the second reason they are covered? What's the matter? You want to mechaber the woman by having the levaya, by putting the aron in the street? What's going on over there? So if you look in the Nemuga Yosef, you find an amazing pshat. And this is the Emes Lamita. This is the pshat. Based on this pshat, you understand why it was mutter in this situation to do what was done. The Nemuga Yosef says, it's an important lesson to plow over here. So the Mugay Yosef is as follows. This is the last line on page Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in our print. The very last line. He quotes the 2 days from the Gemara, but look how he phrases it. First day is Shofar Zaviyah Drabi Yudayah. The Yesh Mepharshim, and they quote on Noshim, Shiknayu LeNoshim HaChayot, Kisha Iha Isha Mesa, Omedes B'Tachu Yichel, Levusha Lefneo HaNoshim. Unbelievable. What's the problem? What's going on here? What's the name I covered? It's as follows. That the woman, when they used to bury, if they had school in her control, school in certain places like this. They bury in Tachrichim. There's no urn. There's no carpet. And so if someone is buried in Tachrichim, the shape of the body can be seen more or less to where, not precisely, a little bit through the Tachrichim. That's what the Gemara is driving at. And they're covered. The tremendous, unbelievable, you know, how far it went. Even the woman already passed away. It was still considered that the women would be embarrassed that a woman, she was seen with Tachrichim, because she was a little bit of the shape of the body, so would be embarrassed. I just want to tell you, it's Dvar Musa. And Hechel and Dvar Magim, as far as Tznias is concerned, even this would be an embarrassment to the women, even someone who was no longer living and it was covered up totally, but Tachrichim would still, because of some of the shape of the body would be seen, would already be considered a lack of cover for the women. This, the Indian, we should learn a bit about what Tznius really is. I mean, we don't know much about it. But getting back halacha l'maaseh. So since at least in America we bury in an aron, so the body is in an aron. There's no possibility of seeing any of the tachrichim or the shape of the body. So therefore, have to go. If you want to ask for it, you have to ask for it. And if we're in the shul, if we're in the funeral, probably the same thing. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, I told that I put it with absolutely no shaila whatsoever. What to do was kedasu kedin, mea achuz, and at least I satisfied the person that I was talking to. The other member of the family was still not exactly mollified by my statement. Maybe there's some other history going into the case, which I don't want to get into. Not then and not now. Okay, that was the story which I left off in the middle of the last shiur. Oh, now I began the last shiur by talking about Tzudas Havro. Shai Anthony, What's the reason for Avraham? So you want to answer them? I don't know. Baruch Shekivanti. As Mechamah to the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'tal Avraham Eini Yadu Alonim. Mechamah to the Aruch HaShulchan. But then I saw, if you look a little bit more carefully, you can find two reasons with tremendous nafkaminas of Allah HaLamayisim. So I want to go over the briefly with you now. One reason is given by the Levush, a simple reason, common sense. Nicham Avela. Someone comes back, he's all depressed, dejected, probably hasn't slept much, hasn't eaten much, and he's in a very bad mood, and understandably so, just lost a close relative. He comes back and, you know, he feels, you know, whenever they're down, the whole world rejects them. That's the psychological truth. The person is Khalilah sick or is Avela. No one cares about me, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, and I feel terrible. All of a sudden he comes into the house, all of a sudden the neighbor walks in, brings in some bread and some eggs and some coffee and some cake and whatever you have. In the old days you have meat and wine. Brings it all, finish as I garnished. I'm not a nobody. People care about me, people sympathize with me and they have compassion. This is the ultimate Nicham Avela. This is our little Vusha. That's a very, very nice Balabataship shot. Very nice. Okay? That's maybe the simplest shot of all. The simplest shot, usually the right shot. Okay. However, there's another shot. The Prisha quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says as follows. This is very tricky how to read this. This is as follows. B'nenach al meso ve'eno choshesh lecho ki ritzono lamus. What does that mean? But the guy is so depressed. You know how he feels. His relative died, he wants to die too. He's not going to kill himself. You know that suicide is not allowed. But he feels like he can't go on. He doesn't want to eat and he doesn't want to do anything. And therefore, the neighbors come and they serve him a meal. As I stated in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But the question, what did Rabbeinu Yeruchim really mean? Here's a very, very tricky business. What did he mean? What did he mean? For example, we had a machlokes last time. We discussed a little bit. Do you let him fast or not? We discussed the question. We saw machlokes first, we saw a few machlokes. If he fasts that day, he doesn't want to eat. Is it if I grow that night? We discussed that. And is it the first day or just the first meal, which was in a different shot? Do you let him fast or not? So that the Shulchan Aruch says, you let him fast. You mentioned that last week. But the Hagos Ashri says, no, you don't let him fast. You don't allow him to fast. So I thought Pshat and Hagos Ashri was like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The way I read Rabbeinu Yeruchim itself, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is afraid. The guy's going to starve himself to death. Or to sickness, so therefore I've rise to make sure it doesn't happen. So you force feed him. I mean, not literally. You make him, you tell him, then he's have to eat. You don't let him fast. That's what I thought. Whereas I thought, according to the other reason, which Levushkin and Nicham of Eilim, no. So you have to present them with a big platter, a silver platter, with, we want to talk about silver platters. A silver platter, we're looking for fancy food. He doesn't want to eat, it's his business. But you showed him that you care for him. But then I saw the Sefer Shorashim B'Smachos and Shorash Yud Gimel with a different interpretation. I think it says, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Pshat is fakert. Not that we're afraid that the Ovel might go overboard and not refuse to eat because he feels like he just wants to die. That's considered overboard. No, on the contrary. The Ovel's supposed to feel that way. Not so much. They were supposed to, as part of the manifestation of his terrible tzar, he's supposed to feel like I can't eat. That's how he's supposed to feel. On the other hand, we're not supposed to let him have to starve because of that reason. So what do we do? Look, we have to give him food. Even though a person doesn't really want to eat, doesn't want to take the initiative to eat, put some platter, put food in front of him. It's not polite to want to eat, to eat in response to what they're serving you. So according to this would come out, he explained, that according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you would let him fast. Like the Shulchan Aruch against that God Sasha, you would let him fast. And therefore you present him with the food. He doesn't want. Yes. But this way, if he does eat, listen to Rabbi Osa, if he does eat, his eating is not reflecting any insensitivity. So I said, well, he's a glutton, you know, he's coming off from the funeral, he's going to open the refrigerator, open the stove, and cook the food. That would be like a little insensitive. But if he walks into the Levaya and neighbors come in and say, here, take, and he eats, That doesn't matter, show any insensitivity to the plight of, to the family situation. Look, they gave him food. He's eating. This he explains to a very interesting Rabbi Kivega. Kivega quotes a minig in Siman Shinai and Ches that they serve him eggs. We discussed this last week. The eggs should be peeled. You give him pre-peeled eggs. You don't give him unpeeled eggs. Why? So the lashon of Rabbi Kivega is, quoting from an earlier source, Shaloye roya kiravsa. Shouldn't look like a slob. Peel eggs. We're going out to breakfast in a few minutes. We're also going to peel eggs. I mean, what do you mean? Peel an egg looks like a... So he says, no, it doesn't mean a slob in the literal sense. He says, a person should show no initiative in his eating. The whole brother of Sudas Avra explains. But, no, what am I going to do? You put the food in front of me, so, all right, I'll eat it. If you gave him an unpeeled egg and he has to go out of his way, he has to go knock the egg on the table and peel it. So, like he's showing that he's being too active in the preparation of the food. So you give him that for unpeeled, you give him peeled eggs. Nope. It's right in front of me. I don't have to expend any effort. I'm going to eat something. That's not considered a lack of sensitivity to the situation. That's how the Shoreshim B'Sevachim is clear. Very nice. But the pshat is backwards and I thought of any rule. I thought when I read it simply, that's how the preacher read. It's not my fault. The preacher, quote of any rule, is saying, oh, we're afraid he's not going to want to eat. We have to force him to eat no matter. It's on the contrary. You should definitely not want to eat. That's the proper attitude and reaction to the situation. But we don't want to starve. We forgive him everything pre-prepared so that they should be, you just want to walk in and minamukha and have something to have a bite to eat. That's how he explains. Okay? So there's a shadow about the status of Avroas. Now, since we mentioned Rabbi Kivega, I say another fascinating Rabbi Kivega with a very interesting teretz by the Shoreshim B'Sevachim. Kivegan Simon Tough Aleph has the following kasha. The Mechaba passes as follows. That if someone passes away and is buried in Yontif Sheni, there exists a Velus. That's the Bahag, famous Bahag. You know the Bahag, we discussed it a few times. The Yom Velus tradition is Daraisa, and a Velus Daraisa knocks off Yontif Sheni the Rabbon. Right, we discussed the Barikas in the past week. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's no Havroh. There's no Sudas Avra on that day. There's no day of Sudas Avra. By contrast, the Shulchan Aruch says, the person gets when Chol HaMoed, so Avra there is, that's the implication of the Mishnah. Right, there's a Mavre on Midas Zekufos. Right, that's the Mishnah we just had, a Chol Dalam and Beit. But there's no Avelis. In fact, the Kivega, like this. I mean, which is more serious? Is Yad HaSheni more serious? Simchas Torah, Achman Shal Pesach? Yom Sheni the Shavuos, is that more serious? Or is Chol HaMoed more serious? And one is the right and one is the Rabbanan, but one is the other, but one is the other Chol HaMoed. You can see either way. But the Mechaba is a contradiction. As far as Havroah is concerned, is Havroah on Chol HaMoed? Yes. But on Achman Shal Pesach? No. And as far as Avelis is concerned, is Achman Shal Pesach? Yes. And Chol HaMoed? No. My heart. That's a B'Ki Vegas kasha. So B'Ki Vegas answers, quote, Havra ain or Indian Avelus Elaka ain Hespit. What does that mean? I mean Havra is not Avelus, it means like a, what does that mean? Havra means, like the Levush said, it's an Indian of Nicham Avelus. It doesn't mean Hespit, no, you're not saying a word. It's an Indian of Hespit has part of Nicham Avelus. What means Nicham Avelus? So what's the din? Rashi says, Rashi says in the Mishnah of Dalam and Beis, that Mishnah which says, "A Marvin El Amidas Kufa Chalamayid," says Rashi, "Yoshvin Haminachamim, Haminachamim." What do you see from that Rashi? That all year long, if somebody comes to give a Sudas Havroah, where does he sit? The Menachem, the one who brings the neighbor brings his food. Where does he sit? No, meet the Kfuya. Same as we discussed yesterday. Where is if the Evel sitting on the floor? Where does the Menachem sit? On the floor, it's the Gemara Chav Ches, we call the non-existent Gemara. So too, if the Avil is sitting on the Bita Kfuya B'Shas Achila, where does the Menachem sit? also underneath the kfuya, right? That's what it says in Rashi. It's the fairish, kavdala and the bay. Only on the cholamayiv do you have to sit underneath the scoop, the menachem. Oh. Why do you sit there on the kfuya? To show your tzar. So you feel his pain. You feel his pain? That's the whole idea of the menachem. They share in his pain. Now, on cholamayiv, you do have bra. You know why? Because where does everybody sit on cholamayiv? On cholamayiv, everyone's sitting on a regular chair. It's a chalamayit, everyone's sitting on a regular chair. That's what the Mishnah says. Therefore, you do have raw. Isn't that raw showing tzar? No, he's sitting on a high chair. He's sitting on a high chair because he's also sitting on a high chair. Because it's yantif. It's chalamayit. Huh. But yantif, she could paradoxical. Yantif sheni. What's yantif sheni? I mean, she needs simchas tarach and shopesa. So what's it did? Fail it does apply, right? So where's this guy sitting? According to that Bahak, where's he sitting? On the floor, right? That's what the Bahak said. You understand? So now what? How can you allow Havra? If you can allow Havra, what does Havra mean? You have to do whatever he's doing. If he's sitting on the floor, on a low chair, you sit on a low chair. So you, the Menachem, have to sit on a low chair instead of the Shani. Not allowed. Because you can't show Avelis. You can't show, what's that? You can't show Avelis at the Shani Shogolius. So they have on the it's amazing. It's by carrot, piano sentence. Because on Kalamai there's no Avelus. Therefore there can be Avra. But you have the Shani when there is Avelus. That's exactly why there cannot be Avra. Because then the other guy walks and you have to sit also in the low chair and meet the Kfuya, which is a violation of his yantif. I am gonna be Michael. It's true Mechila is doable, but you don't want to make a takana based upon a Mechila. Because they just said, forget, there's no Avra at all. It's a fantastic twist, which is based on what Rabbi Ki Vega says. That's how he claims to Rabbi Ki Vega. Well, could be. So there'll be a Pshat of the Shirosh and Bismachah. So what this Pshat is, it's a very nice Pshat. Very interesting Pshat. Yeah, very interesting Pshat. Yeah. As a matter of fact, so what now? We mentioned last time about Chlopis is to have wrong Chalamoyed or not. We were assuming this now, yes. That's what the Rosh said. But the Ritva, if you recall, quoted the Rishalmi, and there's no Avraham Chalamayit. You know, the Mishnah is different. What's the map like this between the Rosh and the Ritva? Is there Avraham Chalamayit or not? So I thought, as follows, that according to the Levush, there is Avraham Chalamayit, because there's Nicham Avelam bigger than a Chalamayit. And all Avraham is Nicham Avelam. But according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the way he learns Pshat, what's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim? A person often feels so terrible, so pits. He doesn't want to eat. He wants to die. That's when Bimos Hapol. And therefore, in order that we should reinforce this feeling which he should feel, so we arrange for the Sudas Avra. But if it's on Yantif, what do we learn on Yantif? Samach, the Chagefos, he has to derive him of the Doki, that's the Doki. Each person should not feel so terribly low. Therefore, on Yantif, of course, it would be no Avra. So it'll come out that the Machlokes between the Russian reported as Avra, but you have a Chalamayit, it depends upon the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, against the Levush, as to what's the reason of Avra. And I wanted to say further, this could be the difference between the Machlokes you mentioned last time also, about how much is Avra, one meal of the whole first day. Namely, if you're like the Levush, show your concern for him, one meal is enough, you show how much is concern, you'll feed him forever, all year. So you show him, you feed him, you bring in the first meal, you show him your concern. This is enough. But according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that he has to feel terrible, lachuisa kiyomar, the whole day he shouldn't want to eat on his own, then it should come out that the whole first day, you cannot eat your own food. And therefore, that's Tosef Shita, the whole first day, you have to give him food from the next door neighbor. Okay, all this is the hashlumin for the sugya of Havro. Any questions? Okay. Now, the Mishnah over here, we started talking last time, that was the Banker story. We're talking about the Mishnah over here in Chav Zayim and Aleph, that's what we left off, where it says, "En menichen es hamita b'rechov on Cholamayit, shol ha'argal es ha'hespe." You see Klar in the Mishnah, it says no hespe on Cholamayit. You're not margal hespe on Cholamayit. Now, what about other than Cholamayit? Can you give a hespe on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Purim? But the Mishnah itself, you can't tell. Our Chashulchan says, well, not really. Because the Mishnah, another Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chesed Day, the last Mishnah in the Masechta, which we taught, Noshim B'moed Ma'anos Avolom Etapos. Okay? Then it says, Rosh Chodoshim B'chanak of Purim Ma'anos Avetapos. B'sevazel L'makonos. So what do you see? Although it's true that Chol HaMoed is a higher Madreg of Simcha than other days, but still Rosh Chodesh and Chanuk and Purim, you can't go into the entire regular pattern of dirges and songs of mourning, which they used to be customary in those days. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says the Aruch HaShulchan says Shin Nun Hei Siv Dalet, I think it's Shin Nun Hei, that there's no I don't think so. I think it's very tough. I have a Rosh Hashulchan. You'll see, look it up, I'll show you later where it is. The Rosh Hashulchan says that there's an Sugim Hespedim and Chol HaMoed, but there's no Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. At least it should be Mamayit. It should be Mamayit in Bechiyah Behesim. However, the Ramah goes further. This is a difficult Ramah. The Ramah says, it's in the Tough Aleph. This is who we left off last time. Tough Aleph. Pardon me, Tough Aleph. The Ramah says there's no Hespedim at all on any day when there's no Tachanun. Whenever there's no Tachanun, there's no Hespedim. Where does this come from? People also got on Tu B'Shvat, Pesach Sheni, Tu B'Av. I mean, you know, these are days, you know, evoke very, very fond memories and symbolism, etc. But it's not the same as Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. So where did this come from? Yeah. Now, yeah. As a matter of fact, this is in the Kolbo. Okay, I'm going to tell you where this one is. Catch this 1 second, because those Kolbos are really tough. It's the same chapter heading as last time. It's footnote 11. What was last time? Perek Gimel Siman Dalet, footnote 11. Okay, I think. Because the Sefer Chassidim, which is the Farish, you can give a Hesped Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. The Farish. Truth of the matter is, Erev Shabbos doesn't prove that much, but Erev Shabbos actually does prove that much. As far as Tzidik HaDin, we thought that's Tzidik HaDin, Kabbalah Sadeh HaDin, but as far as Hesped Chorei Shidav is something equivalent to an Erev Yontif. And he quotes in there, footnote 15, that the Taz says, you can make a distinction between a din and a gemara and a minig. Whatever the din and the gemara, there's no aspect. Whatever's a minig, maybe there is aspect. Only one problem. We're not sure what's the din and the gemara, and what's the aspect. The machlokas min akotel akot. The Taz says that Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and the entire Chodesh Nisan is din and the gemara. That's what the Taz says. The Eliyahu Rabbah says the reverse. Nisan is only a minig. What's the din and the gemara? Tu ba'av, tu b'shvat, all these. Tu ba'av plus two. These are all din in the Gemara. Yeah. And Ishuchag is into the machlokas, the steer among our bra. Some of them want to say a distinction between one and what? No? Come on. The key and b'shas here. Shavuos and the other Yom Tov. Yom Tovah. Shavuos is a different, a higher level of Ishuchag. What about between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shavuos? There's a minute. The Lag B'Omer is a din. But this is what it says in the very, how do you know what's what? It's very difficult to determine what exactly is what. Here's a big problem. You're a rabbi. I mean, you're going to be going to, anyone here, pre-smicha, or smicha, rabbonim here? You come into a levaya, and guess what? Rosh Chodesh. What do you do? Sorry, I can't say any, you're fired, rabbi. Okay. So be it. But more seriously speaking, what the Levi be about being fired? Is it, can you say anything? I know in Broya they say zippo. They say a paratillum, out. That's how it is. The numbers in 30 seconds out the Levi is over. But some as they say, it's Rosh Chodesh, we can't say Hesped. That much they say. And that's it. Rosh Chodesh and Ospedim, say a paratillum, out. That's it. That's the 10 seconds in the whole thing. Okay, well, that's many possible say. The Mishnah Brura discusses I think it's tough with Memchaz. I believe that's where the sugya comes up in Avelus Memoed. Pardon me, tough with Memzayin. I think it is. Sivkot and Chavav. But you can't even say Shavach al Shalmeis. You can't even say nice things about it. Why? That's Margul Ahesped. We need a margal hesped. Because what is hesped? What is real? What's real hesped? Real hesped is crying. How do you know? How do you know? Because Rashi says so. Rashi says in the Gemara Brachos Avov, famous Gemara, Agad es peder daluye, says Rashi, quote, Lahorin kol b'loshon nehi v'agmas nefesh sheyivku ashomim. So, Lahorin, if it's not, no one's crying, it's not a hesped. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, kol amor d'mos l'om kosher, that's found in the sugi of hesped, kufayim and beris. So with that, someone's not masked, it's mentioned in the Gemara d'mos. So Lahorin, the guy's no one's crying, it's not a hesped. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't say shvach, even pure praise, you still can't say. Why? The margula has to. It's going to cause crying. Because the prima godah is not sure about this. I don't know. It could be dependent on the circumstance. It could be that today, many funerals are very formal. I mean, they go to chassidish levaya. You got everyone starts to cry. They're crying. The women are crying and the men are crying. So, you don't want to know these formal levayas. No one is. No. If you wouldn't know the occasion, you'd think of it as a testimony or a dinner, I don't know what. They haven't talked such formal cadences. Sermons, sermonic. Like Shabbos morning, just as a... I'm not sure what's wrong, but all I'm trying to say is that it's purely a sermon, and maybe even see it's not Magalhaes, it's not as that. Maybe other the Prima God wasn't sure. The Mishabura went to Chumrah because he said the Shabbat is Margot Hesper, but Achush Makish, even go, you don't let him say, look, they were make a God later. So Achush Makish, if there's no crime, then maybe the Mishabura would be at the Mutter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in many aspects where they're just sitting there. Well, they're going to cry no matter what. You know, but your mouth is to cry before you start talking. So, that's a different, I'm not talking about that. I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe it is Mark, maybe right. Maybe the Matthias is that way. So the Nodeb Yehuda, the Jewish Etzlah, is at least Matthew Ben Nissen to have Divrei Sheva. For other than Matthew, even Chanukah and Purim, as the Kolbo quotes in that same area. But one thing that's for sure is Mutter. La'orer bonav lelech b'darkei Hashem. That's some of the serious problems. Very often the parents die, the kid's not from, or half from. So you have to hear the opportunity, Shabbos HaKadosh, so your father believes in this, and you better keep it up, you keep Shabbos, keep kosher, you gotta tell him to keep, you know, to spell it out in such exact terms. You know, keep the Jewish tradition, keep the faith, you know, stick to, don't marry the shiksa. I'm not kidding, man. I was at Uvai a while ago, and Rav David, made me be an aide, and someone had to put his hand on the aron and make sure that I got the mice with an intermarriage. I hold tomorrow. You have to use this, the old European tradition. Shas chimum. Got to take advantage of the opportunity to make the guy swear. He wouldn't want to swear otherwise. Nice joy. So, such drastic examples. But you guys have an opportunity to give a psychizuk. So this you'll have to do for sure. As long as you're not doing it in a tearful kind of a tone. That's what he says. Okay. But now, if you look there in the Kol, a fascinating discussion based upon a fascinating Gemara. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Ethan? Yes. At least in my, you shouldn't give a hefzik, a normal hefzik. You shouldn't do it at all. It's all unclear in the Kol. Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah says, whatever's no top, there's no hefzik, period. Now, the Kol Mechanic and Furbish is a din of the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. Tell the kids it should be for them. You can do it anytime. But the family's all from. So I'm not sure to give any most of them. You're probably right. I know. I'm pointing the head is from the Kolbo. I don't want to put words into his mouth. But in Medina America, unfortunately, in Columbus, Ohio, there are many cases where the kids weren't as from as they should have been. I throw that darkest stick on Musa the Gavars. You don't take a chance with Allah on him, son, on Musa the Gavars. But if it's really for real, it's a question of commitment at that time, it's a different story. Yes? They say no. And after meeting, if someone is what? An Israeli, a Faket, an American, can't go to a Hesped Yontif Sheni, they say, even though for him it's not Yontif. or Yisru Chag, whichever you want, whatever day you want to have it on. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Kapayim and Aleph. This is the quote of the Gemara. I'll give you the quote, verbatim quotation. Also ayo meisa imo shel ben Zaza. V'hispidar abegamliel hespit godol. Lo v'pnei sheruyel akad. Elo kidei sheyedu ha'om. Shelo kitchu bez din es ha'chodesh. Famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We learn Rosh Hashanah, the famous Gemara. What do you see from this Gemara? So the Kolba, the whole Machlok, is what you see from this Gemara. Of course, it's a chapter called Mitzvah Aryeh. And the Mitzvah Aryeh says, you see from the Gemara, that if she'd be real a cat, this one was not real a cat. But if she'd be real a cat, it would be Mutter. How can it be Mutter? It's a Chosh Chodesh. How can it be Mutter if it's a Chosh Chodesh? It says like this. But the Gemara says, Ein Noah B'Pnei Chocham, B'Pnei Chocham. The Talmud Chocham is Nifter. You can even give a Hesman Chalam Moed. In the presence of the Aron of the Talmud Chacham. So the Mitzvah Aryeh says, quote, Noshim Yikaros is like Talmud Chacham. That's what he says. Noshim Yikaros like Talmud Chacham. I'll say another unbelievable Maitre Shehoi. A Maitre Shehoi in Riverdale. Getting closer to home. Riverdale, it was right before I moved in. Mamash, right before. It was after I was this Mana, before I actually moved in. Terrible tragedy, a young woman passed away. Terrible. So the rabbi got up in the shul, the big shul, and said, it was Chanukah. It's the first day of it was Chanukah. He said, there's no Ein Mor B'Pnei Chacham, and Isha Yekar is like a Chacham. Some rabbi was telling me about this ma'aseh a year or two later. I said, this is ridiculous, this is insane, this is crazy. I thought, well, no wonder, where in the world is rabbi? The rabbi is a shtickle to have a Chacham. Where did he get it from? I realized now he must have gotten it from the Kolbo. He got it from the Mitzvah Aryeh, he got it from the Gemara. They claim that Nesnes Gemara, the Noshi Mikara is like Talmud Chacham. Yeah, because the Gemara from Zion and Bay says, Ein Mor B'Pnei Talmud Chacham, Kol Shkan Chanukah and Purim. So the story means over here also that it's Ishi Karka Talmud Chacham. So I thought it's no Rayach on many scores. First of all, to say that Gemara from Zion and Bay, Ein Mor B'Pnei Talmud Chacham, Kol Shkan Chanukah and Purim, conspicuously omits what? Rish Chodesh. You can say Rosh Chodesh always has for the Chlamid in the Gemara. One could argue. You can't bring a Rayach in Noshim Yikaros. Maybe it's Tam. There's no Easter for a regular Hesper to be Din in the Gemara. That's a minig later. Hold on a second. But he calls another Sefer, by Yitzbar Yosef. I never heard of this one either. Who says, look, what's the Lashon? What's the Dayak of the word? What's the word in the Dayak? The Hispider Amigamliel Hesped Nu Godol. Godol. The Hesped Godol, that I knew was not Rosh Chodesh. But a plain Hesped. What do you see? A plain Hesped what? You can do on Rosh Chodesh. You can do on Rosh Chodesh. How could you explain this thing? The Chor Beis Nerach HaShulchan. Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Memayit. They didn't ask that. It's not like Chalamoyit. You have to be Memayit. But and therefore, you can't take a Hesped Godol. But Chalamoyit, you couldn't even give a Hesped Cup. Wedding. Acharei Shuvi, after I saw this in the Kolba, 1 minute. I decided to do some independent research. I was flipping through, and I found the Ramban. I'm back a little bit before the Mitzvah Aryeh, and even before the Vayitzvah Yosef, before the Kolbo. And Ramban quotes him before him, and then the Ritz Gaius came before him. The Ritz Gaius quotes his Gemara, believe it or not. I think it's a Favor, the Achronish of the Kiyas, they quote a Gemara, you know, to prove a point. The Ritz Gaius quotes the Gemara. You can look it up, page Pei Gimel, in the Torah Sodom. The Ritz Gaius, believe it or not, learns Pshat Hesped only Hesped Godel. He's Medayik the same word as Vayitzvah Yosef. Hesped Godel. But the punchline is different. The punchline is, he said in those days, they ordinarily did not give a Hesped Godel for nothing. For nothing they would give a Hesped Godel. So the fact that it was mouthful that they gave a Hesped Godel even for a woman, this proves that it must have been Rosh Chodesh. Wait a minute. So that's what Chor should come out, that it has been Rogil. What? It's Mutter Rosh Chodesh. No? It's Mutter Rosh Chodesh. The Ishkadis, the Cholchad, the Chakid Islay. It's Mutter Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, why do you have to be Masli? It's going to be regular as Mashal's not Rosh Chodesh. Could be. A Kolpan, this is Rai, I think, is in Gansan, no Rai. That I would say that this cooler, which was Nasha because the Tamat Chacham. The Chor is a Chavada, not true. Yeah. He was gay and said to give her Hespet Gadol. If usually women didn't give her Hespet Gadol. He was mouthing to give a woman Hespet Gadol to indicate that it's not Rosh Chodesh. So I said, you see from there, the Chor, that Hespet Gadol, you cannot give her Rosh Chodesh. More than normal. But a regular Hespet, presumably you can. Otherwise, a regular Hespet would have been enough to show it's not Rosh Chodesh. He was trying to show it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Give a regular Hespet. Of course, he says, Dinah the Gemara, the Machamor later on, and the Chinami. This means Dinah the Gemara, you see from me that a regular Hespet would be in order. Yeah. Yes. Ein noig betei tamat kochem polishkem kana kumpur. Not there? What? Ein mo'ei. That means although on mo'ei you're not allowed to give a hespit, but for tamat kochem you may. No? For tamat kochem you may give a hespit. And the Lord says polishkem kana kumpur. Because Chanukah and Purim is not exactly the same level as Chol HaMoed itself, as we mentioned earlier. It's at the fourth wide line. And notice that Tamat Chokom, Kolshken, Chanukah and Purim. I mentioned before that Rosh Chodesh is left out. So it could be that, well, nevertheless, it's even the Gemara Shana, Rosh Chodesh was an Indian. So it could be like we just said. Rosh Chodesh, the Indian was, you can't be Maflu. Chanukah and Purim, ordinarily, you can't give it all. Right, so this would fit in nicely with the sheet. Halacha l'maaseh would seem to me, halacha l'maaseh, that you want to knock on the Mishnah Brura, not to say divrei shevach at all. So maybe you should be knocking on the Mishnah Kedushta Brura when it's given to Gemara. Chol HaMoed, Chanukah Purim. Pashup shat even Rosh Chodesh is that way. Pashup shat. Belt the fact that it's omitted in Chavzayim and days, and the Ritzkeh shat Rosh Hashanah. So I thought that the Ikir Adin, you could give the Divrei Shevach at least. You only give the Divrei Hespet Mamash, which maybe also be Mutter Medina Gemara. This Divrei Shevach can be Mutter on a day when Medina Gemara, maybe regular Hespet be Mutter. So it's a Hachro. Yeah. Now Rosh Chodesh thinking maybe Divrei Shevach should be Mutter. Because it could be we see from here that a Hespet Rogo might even be Mutter Medina Gemara. So if you don't want to be make the so much, you get a regular Hespet, with Divrei Shevach, you can be making. Also be a Mitzar of two Chumras. The Machman Rosh Chodesh, the Machman Nachman, the other side of the Mishnah Brura, maybe that will have to be Machmir so much. Somebody have so many chumras. Chanukah and Purim, I would say, better really shouldn't give any, shouldn't really say anything, because Chanukah is the Gemara. That's the Chlor. And therefore, really, although the Gemara doesn't say the favorite, it's not exactly the same as Chol HaMoed, with the last Mishnah, this is, seems usher enough that it should be Machmir the side of the Mishnah Brura, not to give a Shevach at all. What you do is you give Chizuk, or you give, that's okay. I think it was wrong. Of course, it's tough sometimes. You know, about the Balabatha makes an impression of the Rav. I mean, yeah, there are sources that we make them. The Shabur, that's what one time. But to give a tearful Hespit of Chanukah and Purim and Chol HaMoed L'Chor, that's really a problem. It's really a serious problem. What is that? Maybe the Gemara, maybe Chodesh Nisan or Lag Boim or Tu B'Shvat. Then, right, you know, it's Minhaga. So Minhaga, so you have to know whatever there is a Minhagim. If no, it's Shas at Chag, you can forego certain minhagim. But Medina de Gemara, it's a different story. Oh. So now, it's a few more minutes. I want to talk a few minutes about Hespet. I'm going to stop in a few minutes. What is a Hespet? You can't lie in a Hespet, guys. You ever called upon, no joke, you may be called upon to say Hespet. You never know, personally, you could call them. Not now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now. But you can't lie. If you lie, it's bad for you and it's bad for the nifter. As the Gemara Bracha says, nifrom and asaf donin. Bad for you and it's nifrom and amazin. The Rosh says, it's maskeras other than anything. Bez and shomad is, ha! They call this guy a baltzok. He was the biggest cheapskate in history. They call this guy a lamb. He was the biggest lamb in the history of the world. So what kind of, you can't lie. Some of the American rabbis, they lie of kind of baloney. But you can't lie. However, it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ramban, based on the Sefer Smachos, that you should exaggerate a little bit. Mosifin al Ikir, it says. Also, l'hosif mitchila, ava mosifin al Ikir. It says in the Sefer Smachos, the Perish. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Simchin Dalad Mem Sif Aleph.
And the Taz Sif Kot Alf explains the London's finding. He says, look, he did X, right? He did X acts of chesed. Had he been given an opportunity to do X plus one, as he had it come up, somebody would have done it. Right? It didn't come up in the mice. So he mocked him a little bit, he did it, even though he didn't do it, because he would have done it. Machshava Tovah, he would have done it. That's how the Taz says Pshat. You can give a little bit of a, you know, look at that a little bit more, maybe. Yeah. Right. You didn't see, that's right. You didn't see everything. Are we doing it right? It could be even more. The Gemara has a discussion. Is Hespeh the Yikur the Shich or Yikur the Chayah? Because it's covered a Chayah, covered a Meis. We pass in Allah, the Gemara says, that it's Yikur the Shich. And if Tziva shall all ask speed, they'll show me them. The Fair Shem HaChabad, it's if you listen to him. Yes, but no, it's fair, you listen to him. The Shabbat, God of the Ador. By God of the Ador. Some say, God, you don't listen. The whole famous discussion is what? I think the Pnei Yeshua was given to not to do a spade, nor to be able to give a spade. Anyway, they didn't listen. And Rabbi Chaim Berlin, they quote, that when the Priyitz was Nifter, he said no a spade, so he said, well, he didn't give any a spade, all he gave was Bechir, he gave it to Musa Shmur. He didn't say how great he was, he started to cry. So this is about Musa, like a Bitzkola, would have certainly wanted this to go through. Different question. Alright, this is as far as it's fair, we have to listen because it's off and OS. Okay. What do we tell you not to do any availus? Yes? Listen to it. No space. What if he says no availus? I want any availus after me. So the Ramos says, if you tell you not to do, keep Shiva Shloshim, you don't listen to it. You don't listen to it. But the Key Vegas says, good base Kodesh, you do listen to it. That's only Kibbut Aved. Then tomorrow, if we have a chance to go through the world, whenever the next shiur of this type will take place, we'll discuss the question of what kind of thing is the Yolus to when he tells you not to keep Aved. Does this indicate that Aved is Kvod Achayim? Because if Kibbut Aved, you see Aved is not conceived. If everything is in the Gemara's terms, is it Kvod Achayim or Kvod Amazim? If it's Kvod Amazim, you listen to him. Right? That's why you don't get his favor. But Aved, you don't listen to him. What does it show? The what? That it's Kvod Achayim. This is for a certain problem which we'll discuss with the Shem of the next year. Yesterday, Shia, we wanted to say a big Kiddush. That maybe, indeed, everybody holds a mitzvah on Kekula. And the whole machlokes between Abishol and the Chacham is only what they say, you know, it's Yom Shia, Ol Lekan. So we mentioned that Kiddush the first time. Ran into a stone wall. The Gemara, and after the Testament base, come on, Aziz, number of Amram, or Rav, of Ovel, came and shalom to Menachem, and yetz lemut, and brachitza, come on, kabba shal. So we give a muscle. Now it's like Sadin Azad, baseball. You take a swing. You take a swing once, and the ball goes up in the air, and you hit it a second time, on the same swing. I think it's Sadin, it's bottle, no? Doesn't that Sadin exist? Whatever it is, you can't, on the same pitch, you can't hit the ball twice. No? Knocks off once. He can't use the same weapon twice. It's a gun which has one bullet. You can't do two things. Yon thinks it knocks off a veil. Really, Yon thinks it knocks off a veil once. Now it's Shiv. Knocks off Shiv. None of us, you want to move it up. Let's knock off Shiv earlier. Alright, so knock off Shiv. They never take the same gun and say it's knock off Shlosh. No, you got to use it up. That's we can take care of. But the more basic problem is, what's the connection between Abishol and the Chachamim and this din? What's the connection? They're not both old, kind of, as we understand, if Yom Shvi is there ever rego, whether you're under Naksos Shlosh, whether you consider the second half of the day to be part of Shlosh or not. I'm going to say that. What does it have to do with this question of day four, whether you can wash from late afternoon? What's the connection? It has to suggest the following. Speak your idea. Day four should be us.